uncle, John Kennedy, he realized early on that the purpose of the CIA and the intelligence apparatus was to create a constant pipeline of new wars. Eisenhower, who was the outgoing president, gave what is probably the most important speech in American history, which was, you know, where he warned against the military-industrial complex. I was at my uncle's inauguration. I was in Washington that day, you know, as a six-year-old boy. And 2 months later, the military and intelligence came to him and said, we got to invade Cuba. And he was like, I'm not going to Cuba, and I'm not going to let the military. And they said, well, we got all these Cubans trained, and they're going to go attack Castro. And he said, well, the U.S. government can't be doing that. I don't like what Castro's doing down there, but it's not the United States' job to dictate what kind of governments other countries have. And they said, well, as soon as they land, there's going to be a big revolution. Everybody's going to rise up, and they're going to overthrow Castro. And he said, well, you can't use the U.S. military. And they ended up bringing those guys over. And in the middle of it, in the night, they came to him and said, they're getting wiped out on the beach, and you need to send in the military and invade. And he said, we're not going to do it. He stepped out of that meeting, and he realized they had been lying to him and trying to trick him. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. For the next 1,000 days of his presidency, he was at war with his military and intelligence apparatus. They tried to get him to go into Laos. He said, no. They tried to get him to go into Vietnam. They said that we need 250,000 combat troops. He refused. Everybody around him wanted him to go into Vietnam. He sent 16,000 military advisors. They weren't allowed to fight. Many of them did. They both violated the rules of engagement. In October of 1963, he heard some of his Green Berets had been killed over there. And he said, I want a total casualty list from Vietnam. And his aide came to him and said, 75 Americans have died. And he said, that's too many. And he signed that day a national security order ordering all troops out of Vietnam, U.S. troops. And then a month later, he was killed.